Well, good morning. This segment is what we call the youth message on the online service, but it's very similar to the message that we do at the 11 o'clock service. We are maintaining contact with our youth, and of course all of us are young at heart, so we're all young people, children of the living God. Amen. But Tina and Travis and Tina too and Carol Morgan is maintaining contact with the youth. They've been fellowshipping with the Capital City Church of God, and they've also been going out and doing pizza parties on Sunday afternoon and all of that. So we are hopeful that the young people can be back in church with us sometime soon. They're getting close to finishing the fellowship hall. So, but in the meantime, we just want to keep our young people in prayer. And what I mean by young people, that's all of us. I love old people, and I love young people. That's crazy, but it's so true. I love people in general. But this is a special day on the church calendar today, which is Palm Sunday. And it's Sunday before what we call Holy Week. It's sort of like the eye of the storm for Jesus. If you've been following his ministry in the Bible, you'll know that history is on our side, that he's going to become arrested and captured and crucified. But before that happens, I want to share with you why we call this Palm Sunday. New Living Translation, chapter 11 in Mark's Gospel, and verses 1 through 11. As Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the town of Bethpage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of them on ahead. He said, "Go into that village over there, and as soon as you will enter it, you will see a colt tied there, and it had never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you what you are doing, just say, 'The Lord needs it, and will return it soon.'" The two disciples left, and they found the colt standing in the street, tied to an outside of the house. And they were untying it. Some bystanders demanded, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They said what Jesus told them to say, and they were permitted to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it, and he sat on it. Many in the crowd spread their coats on the road ahead of Jesus, and others cut leafy branches in the fields and spread them along the way. He was in the center of the procession, and the crowds all around him were shouting, "Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming King of our ancestor David! Praise God in the highest heaven!" So Jesus came to Jerusalem and went into the temple. He looked around very carefully at everything, and then he left, because it was late in the afternoon. Then he went to Bethany with the 12 disciples. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Mark's Gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Probably most of us have lived in this area where we are now and know about storms, especially hurricanes. And you always heard the term the eye of the storm. Well, in a hurricane, the eye of the storm, you'll be in the hurricane, and if you're at a particular place when the eye crosses over, you will know that there's peace and calmness and sort of like tranquility, and then the storm comes again. Well, I like to think of Palm Sunday being the eye of the storm, because Jesus was very well recognized. People knew him and wanted him to be their king and all of that. And so I look at Palm Sunday right before next week, which is Holy Week. And then that's when we recognize the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And we come to what I call Resurrection Sunday, or Easter Sunday, as most people do. But why did they wave palm branches? Well, in the Jewish culture of the day, palm branches were a sign of victory, a sign of joy. They were often used to welcome great heroes and kings. And did you know that just like a king that wears a crown, I love palm trees. They're so unique. I think there's 100 different varieties around the world, but palm trees are really neat. And all of the palm trees have what they call a crown. Yeah, the palm tree has a crown. If you ever look at the palm tree, you'll see it doesn't grow branches along its trunk like regular trees. It only has a bunch of branches growing out of the very top of the tree. And this bunch of branches at the very top on a palm tree is called the crown. So palm trees wear a crown, and people wave branches at Jesus because they wanted him to be their king and wear a crown. But Jesus didn't want to be king of the earth. He already had a kingdom. He wanted to bring the kingdom to earth. Now, if we look at sometimes in history and we watch and very important people come, whether it's a president or a queen or some other dignitary from another country, and they bring out and they roll out the red carpet. Well, sometimes we roll out the red carpet for other great people too, musicians and actors and all kinds of stuff. We roll out the carpet when somebody very important comes to visit us. Now, the reason I'm telling you about the red carpet treatment is because the people of Jerusalem gave Jesus the red carpet treatment many years ago. Perhaps you remember the day when Jesus told his disciples, oh, you know, go borrow a donkey. And it was in the scriptures we just read today that had never been written before. And they borrowed the donkey and they went and gave it to Jesus. Jesus did something that they had never done before. He got on the donkey and rode it into Jerusalem as though he was in a great parade. The only thing about this parade was that Jesus was the only person in it. And all the people stared at him at first, and then they began to let out great shouts of praise. Hosanna! Hosanna! They cried, which means, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And while they were singing and crying out these words, they were taking off their coats and laying them on the street. Other people began to cut branches from the palm tree. The palm tree has long, soft leaves, most of them. Some of them don't, but most of them do. And they laid those branches in the street. And it was like a carpet, a red carpet, and they meant it to be. They wanted Jesus to know that he was their king. And they wanted to tell him that they believe in what he taught about God the Father. The disciples could hardly believe what they were seeing. It was the best thing that ever happened to them. Here they were following Jesus, and people were treating him like a king. It was great. And they knew that he deserved it because they were with him all through his ministry. And this day, as people cut branches and spread them on the ground, it was like a carpet to Jesus to ride on. So it's a wonderful thing to know how God has given us so many indications about his ministry, his life, and how he came for a specific purpose. He came not to be the king in the earth, but he came to bring his kingdom here on earth. So as we look at Palm Sunday, and we understand and we celebrate it, it's a wonderful, joyful thing, and it is in preparation for Holy Week, which will lead up all to the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, next week being Resurrection Sunday or Easter. So I look at the Palm Sunday time as like the eye before the storm. There was calm. They were recognizing him. They were shouting Hosanna. And then as the days go on, it leaded into Easter or Resurrection Sunday. So we'll talk more about that next week, but it's just a wonderful thing to have the peace that passes all understanding in our life in Jesus' name. And look at the scriptures and come to know that we have hope. We have hope of something better ahead of us. So in these days of trials and tribulation, just know that Jesus is Lord. Well, we'll talk to you later. Hope and pray you're having a wonderful day.